Today, Farm Bureau Agri Thoughts, and none too soon. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. In our last visit, we noted the bill working its way through the U.S. House to delist wolves from the Endangered Species Act. Shortly after learning about this positive progress coming out of Washington, D.C., there was a note which indicated that the Department of Interior and the Bureau of Land Management had sent a rescission of the Conservation and Land Health Rule to the Office of Management and Budget for review. If the deciders in OMB get that step completed, BLM will have the green light that they need to publish the notice in the Federal Register, and the rulemaking process can kick off, scrapping the whole bad idea that the Biden crew rammed into place when they created the Conservation and Land Health Rule. I'm sure there will be lots of hollering and moaning over not pretending that conservation and non-use of lands were multiple use on the same par as the way Congress wrote into the law. It will also be interesting to read the actual way that the designations of areas of critical environmental concern will be written into the new approach going forward. While we can't expect the projections of how the Earth will be forever devastated by rescinding BLM's self-created authority for conservation through prevention of actual use, we need to remember that actual environmental gains can be accomplished with responsible management and use of natural resources. Working to enhance resources can be positive. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.